Hey guys, Eric Hastings with you. I am the host of Travel Truth and Other Confessions, a brand new podcast available wherever you get your podcast. And I'm totally excited about our premiere episode. But before we get started, I just wanted to address the big giant pink elephant in the room. And that is, you may not be thinking about travel during this health pandemic. And that's totally cool. I get it. But the reality of it is, this podcast is looking forward into 2021. And furthermore, looking at the deals that can be had for future travel. So that's just one of the themes that you will hear from week to week. Without further ado, here we go. Oh, this is fancy. Oh, this is fancy music. As far as I'm concerned, are you moving? Are you grooving?
I'm feeling it.
It is the only travel podcast you're ever going to need. We call it Travel Truth and Other Confessions. I am Eric Hastings. My good friend.
I am Other Confessions.
You're the Other Confessions part. Jason Zumwalt is here. Hello, my friend.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
You know what? I'm feeling great. I'm actually feeling great. It's our what do we call it? Our premiere episode, our debut episode. I don't even know what we call it. Is that what we call it?
I guess we could. You know, we could also just wait until we actually make a good one and then use that as the premiere episode.
So if you are hearing this, it means you didn't hear the other ones that didn't make the cut.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. God, we've been doing this for 9 years and we finally got one we liked.
We cracked the code.
Oh, that is brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Well, in case you are unfamiliar, I don't think people realize the travel and tourism industry is a $1.6 trillion industry in the United States alone. But on this particular podcast, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to do an episode every week. We release them. I think we agreed we're going to release them on Wednesday. But I guarantee you, we're definitely going to give you ideas on where to go, what to do, where to stay, how to get there, how to get the best value for your dollar. I mean, these are the recurring themes that you're going to hear my good buddy Jason and I talk about from week to week. Did I get all that about right?
I mean, you left out some of the truths and a lot of the confessions, but other than that, I think it sounds good.
Well, again, I think that that's a really important, you know, coming up with the title of the program alone. It's like, well, that's what we're going to do here. We're going to talk about truth. And, you know, truth in travel is, well, there's not a lot of ambiguity here because travel, if you think about it, is incredibly personal. And I think it's one of those things that's really cool is that it really is personal, and yet, you know, it's sort of wrapped in this fun in the sun or a ski or big city or small town package. And yet we're making decisions, literally hundreds of decisions based on our personal preferences. And I think that that's one of those things that's going to come up even today. We're going to talk about visiting New York City. You know, my hometown.
Where you and I met.
Oh, don't get me started. I'm going to cry already. How many years did you spend here?
I was there from 1994 until 2007.
Seven. Okay. And then you moved. Yeah. Did you make a stop in between somewhere? Or did you go right to L.A.?
I went right to L.A.
Okay.
Yeah. I went from the towering city to the open vistas of the sun-washed hair and the tans and the diet plans
the plastic
and
surgery.
Get me out of here.
You know you have to love it. You know you love it out there. You do, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I actually do, yeah.
You do. The problem is it's kind of like you don't want to admit it, but you do, or you'd move.
It's not cool. It's not cool to admit you like L.A. No. You know what I mean? But guess what? It was 72 degrees here today. What was the weather there in New York there?
I think it was a little chillier than 72. I'm thinking maybe 42, perhaps. I'm not sure. It's a little cold. It's cold. It's that time of year. Here it is, the beginning of December already. And I think this time of year is really cool, aside from the whole COVID thing. And by the way, we could do an hour on COVID travel And that's all well and good. And if people have questions, they can always reach out, you know, Eric at ericthetravelguy.com. That's the website. We actually have a website for this podcast called traveltruthandotherconfessions.com. You can reach out.
That's convenient.
Yeah, it's fancy. It's very fancy here. Nothing but the best, Clark. I mean, this is what we're working with here. but we could do a whole hour on that. But really, I think we should spend more time looking ahead as opposed to looking back. I mean, what do we need
to
say?
Well, I'll tell you what. If our listeners are having trouble staying awake, okay, if they let us know, like, we want to lose sleep. Is there any way to lose sleep? We'll go ahead and do, like, a COVID travel, sure, you know, episode, if that's what you want.
It's
if
not
you don't
pretty.
Have enough anxiety in your life already.
We can do that. We can help you. Yeah, we can dial that right up for you. Can you imagine?
I mean, but for now, let's keep it light, people. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Let's get through the week. All right. We've made it halfway.
Everybody
Friday's almost
good.
There and it's cocktail hour. Let's roll.
And let's face it. What does that mean anymore? We're all working from home. It's like Friday means, oh, I walk to that side of the house and get a cocktail. That's what Friday means. But, you
That's
know,
cocktail hour.
Hey, every hour is cocktail hour on the old Travel Truth. This week, we've also come up with three questions that we are going to answer definitively in the best of our abilities. Every week, we're going to pick three questions. So what question did you come up with this week?
Well, it's funny that we mentioned the whole COVID thing. And I don't want this to derail us.
Okay.
Because I'm not exactly talking just specifically about the here and now.
All right.
But travel during the holidays.
Yeah.
Has historically been a big pain in the hee-haw. You know what I'm saying, right?
I do. I like the family-friendly sound effect. That's nice.
So my question for you, Eric,
yes sir,
travel guru,
yes,
the man,
yeah,
behind Beyond Your Back Door, is it safe to travel during Christmas?
Okay, first of all, if you're going to mention my Emmy award-winning television series, you should probably get the name right. It's Beyond Your Backyard, not Beyond Your Back Door.
That was a movie that came out in the 70s.
I was going to say, none of which we could talk about on this show. But nevertheless, okay, fine. Yes. So is it safe to travel for Christmas? Is that what you're, or the holiday season, is that what you're asking?
That was my question, yeah. And again, let's not derail us.
No.
We all know that we have to travel in hazmat suits right now. But in general, how do you feel about traveling during Christmas?
So, and I'm not being critical of your question because you and I said we're going to come up with three questions independently and then we're going to meet together in the middle here.
It's always a terrible way to tee me up because I feel like I've already.
Here we go.
I'm not saying you're an idiot. But,
we call it the sandwich approach, right? It's like, oh, nice bread. Here's the meat. But it's nice. No,
exactly.
I think it's a good question because it's a question I get asked a lot, you know. But I think that almost the better question is, do you feel safe traveling? Because again, can you travel this holiday season? Yes. Although, as you well know, you know, going through an airport today is not like going through an airport at any other time in history that we can probably remember. You know, I do have to travel for work, and we've shot episodes for the series. And walking through Newark Airport or LaGuardia, there's not as many people around.
Total ghost town, right?
Yeah, it's a little different. And of course, the airlines are dealing with their planes differently. They're fogging them down, wiping them down every, you know, 15 seconds. They're changing out the air every, what, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, 90 seconds.
Got the HEPA filters working overtime.
Yeah, I mean, so again, is it safe? Sure, it is. But the real question is, if you don't feel safe doing it, then don't do it. It's not, to me, it's not worth it. And that goes for you and everyone that you're traveling with. You know, if your spouse is a little apprehensive about the whole thing, then in my opinion, you skip it. Why? Because it's going to ruin the experience if your spouse is a basket case, or your mom, or your dad, or your kids, you know, whatever it is. I think that's a better question. Can you do it? Sure, you can.
I think you're 100% correct. And I'll tell you, we did not travel during this past holiday.
Neither did I.
We traveled right before it,
yeah,
as you know.
Yeah.
And if I can give a tip to our listeners, I would like to throw this out there. We are a foursome. It's my wife and I and our two kids.
Yeah.
Okay. So normally we would do, like, you know, a window and a middle seat and a window and a middle seat in a different aisle, right?
Right.
But here's the thing. A lot of people don't know this or maybe have heard this and forgot it. Airlines are not booking middle seats right now.
Not all of them. So, that's right.
Not all of them. You got to be careful. A lot of them are not, but some of them are. You're right. Make sure you're the one. Make sure you're booking with an airline that is not, if you're going to use this trick. So what you do is you take the aisle and the window and you leave the middle open, and then you sit right behind your family, and you take the aisle and the window and you leave the middle open, and you have that much more space around you.
Yeah, it's a great tip.
It really is.
Yeah.
And in general, honestly, in general, it's a great tip, not for the holidays, but for like regular travel, because nobody wants to book that seat in the middle.
We have such short memory spans. And I know we're going to get to New York. We will get to my question and our third question that we're going to get to. My question, by the way, is how do I give the gift of travel this year? So maybe that I thought that would be a good subject matter to cover here at the beginning of December, if you're still looking for something. And then you and I were talking about the vacation ecosystem, which I think ties a lot into what you and I are talking about with this matter altogether. But again, you know, a lot of people don't realize that airlines, 2019 was one of the best years in travel. 2019, one of the best.
Wow.
Meaning,
I had no idea.
Well, okay, not only everybody was traveling. The record numbers were there. The airlines and revenue management, I mean, for heaven's sakes, we could do an hour on that. I mean, once that flight takes off, that seat is rotting fruit and it dies the minute you take off. And so that airline will sell that seat for $600 if they can get it, and they'll sell it for 60 cents if they can get it. They don't want it to go empty. And so you start dealing with popular destinations and that middle seat, it has everything to do with revenue management. Well, now, you know, you step on board an airplane, it's a whole new ball game with revenue. Because
and it
is not a foregone conclusion that the airlines we know will not go out of business. We think American Airlines, United, we call them the big three, American, United, and Delta, we think that they can't go out of business. Oh, they can, my friends. Oh, they can. And if they continue to lose money and lose money and lose money, they will. They'll merge. They'll do, you know, the same thing. I mean, U.S. Airways doesn't exist anymore. Continental doesn't exist anymore. They merge. And that's not even dealing with the low-cost carriers. Which brings me to a very small point. Speaking of New York City, do you know, Jason, one of the most competitive routes in the United States? One of the most competitive. It sounds crazy. You'll never get it, so I'll just tell you what it is, because I didn't know it was this competitive, is New York City to Boston.
That's like a commuter flight, though.
Yeah,
that makes sense,
it's a shuttle. But it is one of the most competitive routes in the country, okay? Well, in the middle of this health pandemic, this travel apocalypse that we have seen in 2020, in the middle of all this, guess who stepped up and joined that fray? Believe it or not, Spirit Airlines.
Oh, really?
They fly out of Newark, and they're flying on brand new equipment. It's a 737 Neo, I think it is. It's a Neo. I always forget what number it is right before, but it's a Neo. It's a plane designed for short haul flights. It's a 3-3 configuration, I think, could be 2-2, but it's 3-3, and it's, you know, whatever, a 20-minute flight, and you can fly from Newark to Logan for like $50 one way.
Get out of town.
Yeah, don't quote me on the rates. They're crazy. But so it's like there's some good news going on in travel because, well, you know, Spirit has decided they want to get into that. So I think it's a, you know, it's different. So to answer your question, is it safe to travel for the holidays? Sure, if you take the necessary precautions. And remember, you know, this thing's changing by the day, by the week. So I wouldn't tell somebody to leave the country. They might not be able to get back in. It's highly unlikely, but they might not. You know, a lot of the self...
Good point. Yeah, very good point.
It's unlikely, but it could happen. It's probably not going to happen. We appear to be on the other side of all of this anyway. But anywho, all right. So that's what we'll do. We'll do the break, and then we'll come back. We'll answer these other questions. We have to talk about New York in the winter because that's not peak visiting season. I'm talking about like January through March.
This isn't watching the ball drop like seeing the tree or anything. We're talking winter,
cold, winter. Dark. We'll do a break.
Winter is coming.
We'll come back. I don't know if we have music for the little thing on the way out. I don't know. Are we supposed to? All right, they're nodding. We do. Okay, so we'll do the music.
Hit it, Mitch.
And then we'll come back. Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here it is. You know what, Jason?
Ooh.
Welcome back to Travel Truth and Other Confessions, part two of our premiere episode. This piece of music, see, this is why I love the people that work on this show. This is what I'm talking about. Doesn't this remind you of one of those cool jazz clubs in the village?
Definitely.
I mean...
Like, just huddled in, you know, it's cold outside.
Yes.
You want to get a hot toddy, you want to sit next to a hot hottie, you want to listen to some horns blow and some drums bang. I hear you, buddy.
I'm telling you, coming to New York City in January, February, or March, it's one of my all-time favorite times of year to go out and experience the city. I don't know why that is, because it's cold, it's kind of dreary, you know, we're as London as we can get in that part of the, and depending, we might have a little snow, but usually it's just annoying weather, not like really cool snow. It's usually just, you know, crappy. But it is, you get out of the cab, or now, what are we supposed to say now, the Uber, we get out of the Uber, and we race into the little restaurant that's a hole in the wall, it's got the exposed brick, and we have this unbelievable meal, this Italian food, and the windows are kind of fogged up, and then you get back out there and you go to the Duplex or Marie's Crisis or Birdland or gosh, what's the one next to Marie's Crisis down there? It's one of my Arthur's Tavern. Oh,
you know what else I like about this time of year that we're talking about? It's like New York is a wonderful place, and it's made leaps and bounds. But you know, like I moved there in 1994. What year did you move there, Eric?
96, couple years after.
So you remember when it was still a little rough and tumble, right?
Yeah, they were just sort of, they were really getting the squeegee men off the windshields. I mean, Giuliani had really taken a hold and like, okay, we're cleaning this up.
But the thing about New York that we kind of romanticize, and I think even if you haven't been there, it's like you want to suffer a little bit. You know what I mean? You want to get the authentic New York experience, and you're not going to get that in the spring. Yeah, it might rain and it might ruin your outdoor brunch, but it's still cool to be in New York. I'll tell you, you want to like experience what it's like to be like a tough New Yorker. Go there in February.
Yeah,
that's when you want to go.
Yeah, because
you want to just have that little bit of the. You want your fingers to sting a little bit while you're standing outside talking with your friend.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's like, you know, if you want to get in your authentic shouting match with a taxi driver or an Uber driver, you know, that's the time of year to do it because nobody's happy.
No,
every New Yorker you're going to meet is grumbling about something. And if you can kind of remove yourself a little bit, it is hilarious.
Yeah,
it is hilarious. If you get a New Yorker going on something, just ask the average New Yorker, tell me about your day.
It's so true. It's so
that's
true.
It's going to be more entertaining than any Broadway show you go to. I'll tell you that right now.
That's so true. All right. So here's the deal. And I know we're running a little late on the time. First of all, let me tell you a little bit about the vacation ecosystem. And I want to tell you that as it relates to New York, because a lot of times one of the first things that people say about New York is, oh, my gosh, I can't visit New York. It's so expensive. Okay. You are correct. New York City is expensive in just about every respect. Okay, don't get me wrong. It's not just visiting, living here, visiting here, moving here. I mean, it's all bad. But it's worth it. And here's the deal with New York. New York, I would plan a shorter trip and do a little less in a shorter amount of time and really start to find out what you like and what you don't like. And it's okay. You're not going to see all of it. As a matter of fact, you're not even going to see close to all of it. But if you
I lived there for 13 years and I didn't see all of it. Are you kidding me?
Well, again, this is where, right? This is, again, this is kind of like, you know, pick a theme. You know, are you going to do a theater trip? Are you going to do a museum trip? Are you going to do an outdoor green spaces trip? Are you going to do an architecture trip? You just kind of have a little bit of a theme. That way, you make sure you hit a few of the things that are important to you. And in the process, you will learn new things just by association. So shorter duration, it'll help with the budget. And try not to skimp on the accommodations. That's one of my biggest tips. I would say if you can kind of swing it this year, maybe you wait a little bit. Maybe do it in the fall. Maybe do it a year from now so that you don't feel guilty or stressed out about the money you are spending. Because one of the most cliche things you can do is complain about how much it costs. And it's very cliche. And you just got to get over it. That's what it is.
Don't let that ruin your time. Because you're trying to get away from something.
That's right.
So you want to be able to kind of go there and really experience it. So, yeah, that's just such a brilliant thing to say, Eric. If you can kind of make it this time, don't do it.
Just wait.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Save a little bit more and really enjoy it. That's just absolutely brilliant, man.
Well, thank you. Well, that has to do with the vacation ecosystem. Now, we made a video about this. You and I watched it because you hadn't seen that video before. And the reason we call it the vacation ecosystem is that I want everybody to begin to understand if you want to save money, if you really do want the best value in your vacation, you really do need to understand each individual part of that vacation and how they work together. Because the savings that you can garner on any trip, not just to New York, the savings will be incremental in the airline, in the hotel, in perhaps a museum admission, a dinner reservation. You know, you can save here and there, and that is how you save money on the trip. And that's how you get, because there is no, if it's too good to be true, it isn't true. You know, there is no come to New York for a quarter sale out there. Like, that's just a scam. You know what I mean? Like, it costs money, but if you want to.
You're going to end up in New York, Texas, if that's even a place.
That's exactly right. So go online. You can go to our YouTube channel, Eric the Travel Guy, and watch the video called The Vacation Ecosystem, and you'll begin to understand through your planning, through your booking, through your actual taking of these trips. That's what the ecosystem is really about, because they do all work together.
And if you have specific questions, write the show. We'll answer them on the show for you.
We'll always do that, which that's the other thing. This you and I agreed that we would talk about how to give travel as a gift this year. Mm-hmm. And so I have come up, you and I were talking about the notion of, first of all, it's easy to give travel as a gift this time of year. So here are the tips we came up with. You don't plan a vacation for someone else. Okay. That's not good.
Never.
Usually people want to have a say. And so don't surprise somebody like a puppy when they say, oh, you're going to Aruba. Like, okay, no. You get a trip and you get a trip and you get a trip.
Exactly.
No. Now, the only caveat there is if you're planning a trip for a spouse or a significant other who really doesn't enjoy the planning process. Okay,
this would be great for me. My wife would be very good at getting me a gift like this.
Perfect. So she would say, okay, because she knows where you want to go, she knows what you want to do, she knows.
And she knows what I don't want to deal with.
She knows. But again, the cautionary tale here is that if you like golf and she doesn't, well, she still has to plan you a golf trip. This is your vacation that she's planning for you. Now, maybe there could be a golf trip that has a spa close by. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. But don't just plan a trip for yourself and give it to your partner. That's not fair. The easiest way, of course, is the gift card. People don't realize you can buy all the airlines, all the major airlines have gift cards you can buy. It's really dollar for dollar. You give somebody a $100 gift card to American Airlines or Delta or United, whatever airline Southwest has them. Airbnb has gift cards. Here's the thing with the gift cards. Not only do you need to buy them from a reputable source, I would always recommend buying them directly from the the business, of course, if you can't, a reputable source to make sure those are valid. But the other thing is get cards that have the most flexibility. And what I mean by that is even if your person, you know, that you're giving for doesn't, if you don't know exactly what kind of hotel they like to stay at, get them a Marriott gift card, get them a Hilton gift card, get them an IHG gift card. That way, that brand has a family of brands. So they can use it at Holiday Inn. They could use it at the Ritz-Carlton, you know, in that same family. So, again, lots of options there for them. Or even a gas card. I was looking online the other day. Shell, you can design your own gasoline card. You can go online. And I don't know if you can do it now. I mean, it might be too late this year, but it's a great gift to give. You know, a gasoline car. If your person has Shell gas stations around, that driving is travel. They might not use it for travel. They might use it for every day. But you can do your own little design. You could pick some cool designs, and they'll ship it right to your person. So,
well, that's actually a great gift in general, especially now because the way people are traveling, they're choosing to load up the car, you know, a Griswold style, and head out on the open road, you know?
Well, and again, if you're agreed, I mean, my gosh, you could be doing gadgets as well. Get some travel pillows going there. Get some new luggage going. Get, a cool little amenity kit. You can buy, you know, every time you fly in first class, you get those little amenity kits. You can just buy them. They wrote this thing for us to say. It's very important. If you are enjoying Travel Truth and Other Confessions, all we need you to do, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you are listening to this podcast. So we've got our liner in. That's the only thing we ask because this is free.
Sounds good.
All right, very good. Thank you for listening. And do we have music coming out to the thing?
Oh, there it is. Mitch!
Love it.